Well, the final report into Victoria's disastrous hotel quarantine program has failed to establish just who made the decision to use private security guards, a finding it concedes is likely to shock the public. The inquiry was set up by the Victorian government in July after it became clear that the state's deadly second coronavirus wave could be tracked back to failures in hotel quarantine. Our reporter Samantha Donovan joins me now with more from Melbourne. Sam, good afternoon. Why is it that the inquiry hasn't been able to work out exactly who pulled the trigger and decided to use private security?
Well, this was the question that we hoped would be answered, Sally, but the reports concluded that the evidence just wasn't there to make a conclusion on that. At the hearings, we heard from the Premier, senior ministers, police chief commissioners and senior public servants. No one could say who made that fateful decision. And the reports found that not one of the 70,000 documents produced to the inquiry showed the rationale for using the guards. The report acknowledges that finding, as you mentioned, is likely to shock the public. The Board of Inquiry was chaired by the former judge, Jennifer Coate, and she's said that the people of Victoria should be able to understand how that decision to spend millions of dollars of public money came about. But she has found that there was no evidence any considered process occurred when it came to retaining those security guards. The report's highly critical of the decision-making processes which led to the retaining of the guards, and those processes, of course, are ultimately the responsibility of the state government. But she's found that the decision was not made by the Premier, Daniel Andrews, or any of his ministers.
Sam, the federal government had criticised Victoria for not using the Defence Force in the program. Has this report shed any light on that decision?
No, not much at all, Sally. This has been a real point of contention between the Victorian government and the federal government. There was a crucial meeting on Friday, March the 27th, when the Victorian hotel quarantine was essentially being quickly set up. It started just the next night. There were police there, ministers, public servants, but the inquiries found it appeared that at no time were the merits of using ADF personnel actually considered, and that consideration just wasn't given to what the best enforcement option would be, ADF or private security. The report found the decision to outsource the security services should have been given closer scrutiny by senior public servants and the health minister of the time, Jenny Markakos.
And Sam, just finally, what has the report had to say about the standard of infection control in the hotels?
Well, this was a real problem, of course, as we heard during the hearings, Sally. The report's also been very critical of the fact that the security companies who were contracted ended up being responsible for training their staff in using personal protective equipment and infection prevention and control. It's concluded this definitely should have been a state responsibility. The inquiry's also concluded that the public servants who hastily negotiated the contracts with the security companies just didn't have a clear understanding of the role of security in the hotel quarantine program and no expertise in security issues or infection prevention and control. And consideration just wasn't given to the implications of using what is mostly a casual workforce in a setting where the risk of exposure to the coronavirus was very high. So all in all, Sally, while the report hasn't been able to identify who made the call to use private security, it's highly critical of the decision-making processes and the lack of accountability regarding that fateful decision.
Sam, as always, thank you. That's Samantha Donovan reporting from Melbourne.